I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
C. S-E-A. Not like I see you, but like I'm out on a boat on the sea. It's confusing, you know. Is that a homonym? Words that are spelled different that sound the same? It's one of those nims.
Right.
C is this hour's code word, S-E-A. Like the ocean kind. That's the 9K a day keyword for this hour. Text C, S-E-A, to 72881. By the end of this hour, you get a chance at $1,000. Try to put it in correctly. We really need winners. Don't screw up.
What was the gentleman's name from yesterday that won?
Paul from Modesto.
Oh.
Paul got $1,000 in our national contest. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Under the C, that kind of C, the one with an A in it. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. All right, man. C is this hour's code word.
Oh, look at this.
We do it nine times a day. What are we looking at now, Vinny?
I'm looking at tax. I have a bunch of tax.
All right.
First of all, we had our intern, Anthony, review the movie Lighthouse.
Oh, that was
incredible.
Really? What an appearance.
O-M-G.
That kid is so charming. Isn't he cute? Do a movie review right now. Do it.
Anthony's so adorable. Sarah, Anthony, review this movie.
Okay. It's adorable. I mean, honestly, what could be more charming?
I'm sure his mom's all, shut up, Sarah.
I'm sure his mom's like, yeah, it's true. We can't review movies.
Anthony, so this is it. Sarah, Anthony, review this movie. Anthony, oh, where do I start? Well, I don't know anything about movies, and I don't know anything about acting. That's how he started his
totally
review.
Totally adorable.
Is Anthony's last day because of that movie review?
No. I thought there was a lot of charm in that.
Mm-hmm. There was.
Lighthouse is not worth your time, Sarah. It's exactly what you're thinking it will be, unfortunately. The Lighthouse is black and white, weird aspect ratio, and he does a mermaid.
Oh, awesome. Now
very
I'm
artsy.
I'm into that. Well, they have like a opening.
Watch The Lighthouse over the weekend. Willem Dafoe is brilliant, but overall the movie's hard to watch. Lots of twisted fantasies and sex with mermaids. And
sounds great.
It looks like there's some love happening as well.
Oh, well, that's always uncomfortable to watch with my kids.
Yeah, no one wants to. Yeah.
We just don't make eye contact during those parts. Everyone's quiet. No one says anything. We just get through it together. A lot of that in movies and TV now. Like, oh, they're going at it again, alone. We watched this show called Sex Education. Which is an English, not really like a sitcom, but it is a comedy for sure. We're in the second season right now. It is so good, so clever. I love the characters so much. But man, if there isn't so much sex, like sex between teenagers, there are all these kids in high school. And there's just teenage sex and people getting themselves constantly.
What's the show called?
Sex Education.
Well, you had to know that was coming, right?
It says here.
It's gratuitous, man.
Socially awkward high school student Otis may not have much experience in the lovemaking department, but he gets good guidance on the topic in his personal sex ed course, living with Mom Jean, who is a sex therapist.
Dana Scully. That's Agent Scully from
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson. Oh. And she's epic. And I mean, I'm telling you, this is it. I think it's one of my favorite shows I've ever watched. It's so good. But not for your kids, 100%.
Favorite show of
all
time?
I love it. Well, we're right in the middle of it right now.
95%.
I'm just immersed. It's so, so good.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
650 says, where did Yuzek get her top? It's super cute.
It is super cute. Where did you get it? Do you know?
I got it on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I typed in, I know. I typed in, I was looking for a navy blue top.
Oh, well.
And so
that's not...
I ordered a navy blue top. It hasn't come, but this one. But I ordered this one.
Because you
and
saw
this
that one, too.
Yeah. Mm. Of course, you might also like.
Right.
Well, you're right. I do like
I
that.
I do like that.
Speaking
add
of that top.
Because it has the ruche.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like the ruche.
That I love.
Yeah. It looks like my $10 deal is the one that went through. As Bryn never got his $100 and his...
Let me see if that podcast is up yet. And we'll just find out.
It's not up yet.
No. You better not. You better not.
What did you...
That no special treatment for him. He sang. That's on him. He suffers the consequences just like I do.
Wait, where'd that go?
I agree. Maybe I won't post it, but I'll save it. Play it later.
Sid Vicious's My Way has me longing for Vinny's classic, You Light Up My Life. You know, that's not what we'd call a classic.
Oh, I would call that a classic. I know I have that. Oh, there we go.
Light up my life.
You're so talented, Vinny.
I know you don't mean it.
I do.
What's happening there?
I was trying to put some effects on there.
The movie starring Warren Beatty was based on that dude. The movie Shampoo was based on John Peters, who is now John Anderson. Johnla Anderson. John. Jamala
really?
Anderson.
John Ma-
that
Mala.
Is
John Mala.
Amazing.
You
John
know the
Peters,
movie Shampoo?
I do, sure.
I don't.
The news that we got yesterday, actually, right at the end of the show, too late to report it, was that Pam Anderson has married for the fifth time a guy named John Peters, who is like a Hollywood producer. Started off as a hairdresser. Started dating Streisand. She gave him a credit on her version of A Star is Born, and the rest is history.
I know why they fell into it. I don't know how he turned it from being her boy. You know what he was up to, right? Pushing the chonch into her elbow all the time while they're trying to do her, while he's doing her hair.
Yeah, that works on girls. We love that.
We love that.
Clearly, Babs does.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I listen to the podcast every day and hear y'all singing with no music all the time. Sarah should hear a Friday montage. It's no big deal. Also, it's hilarious.
Oh, great. Right. I try to put it out of my mind because I do, you know, we do the show for the air. That's what we're sitting here. It's broadcasting. It's happening live. You don't really think to yourself, well, this is going to live forever.
Yeah. We're just having fun.
This is going to be heard in a completely different way than I'm hearing it right now. I love singing, though. So, you know.
Please watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Sarah. You will love it.
I will. I will watch it. I can't see how I could possibly do a 180 on it. I was so bored by the time I was.
I really liked it.
The whole time?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought they did a great job capturing that time. Mm. I also think it's a neat, especially if you know he sort of wrote that as a love letter to Hollywood. It's, you know, he's a fan of film in general and the film business. But yeah, I think it's neat.
Yeah, I was 2 hours into it, and I'm
really
like, I can't take another hour of this. I gotta go.
And the weirdness of how he sort of blends.
That's what I need to see is the end.
In the Manson murders. Or
I think I need to just watch the last hour. Because I really can't picture sitting through that again.
You can do it because you'll be at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should do. Make John watch that. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking I'd torture the family with The Lighthouse first. 91% on Rotten Tomatoes, everybody.
This is hilarious. Vinny all but ignores the Friday montage, but here he is bopping along and singing to the counting song. Well, that's how I'm living.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I didn't always have kids, and I never understood why people with kids never stop talking about their kids. And then I realize now that I've had kids, it's because you have no other thing. They are vampires. They consume every single last drip of your blood. You're like, could I just get a minute? And the answer is no, you cannot.
Mm-mm.
And so that's why that's all they talk about, because that's all they have.
Yeah.
Is that.
It's all they've got. It's their entire identity. It's really sad, you know?
Right. And then you find out you like it. There I am singing Feist 1, 2, 3. I'm like, I kind of like this song.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear that again?
Turns out being a parent's kind of a happy place.
I'll do it.
It's like a natural progression of life.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well,
Hey, Vinny, I'm a painter in the South Bay, and we go through this a lot. We also make Dexter rooms, and I always tell my customers in advance, it's very invasive.
Yep.
We're coming to your home, and you'll lose your kitchen, and you'll lose all your cooking facilities. I always suggest taking out a place setting and trying to pull your fridge out, a secondary fridge or ice chest to make things that are easy, like cereal or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get ready, and then this morning I got home, and it continues. But yesterday I got home, and everything was covered in the kitchen remodel that we're starting. And I went, I got to get into that. So I had to wrap my way into my own fridge. I had to like pull up the
unwrap
and then
your
the,
way.
No rat like.
Oh,
you know,
rat.
Yeah, rat my
You're
way in like
rap
a rat.
Your
no,
way
like
in.
I rat. And first of all, I'm a rat for undoing the guy's work.
Yeah.
He clearly did such a perfect job taping everything, and then there's me. And then it sticks to one piece, folds across, and sticks. Yeah. I'm like, oh no!
Don't worry, he has more plastic.
I hope so.
Comes in great big rolls.
All right, you say.
They can even put zippers into those walls. They put like a plastic zipper into it. So you can get in and out without having
I've
to.
I've seen that before.
Without having to tear the freaking wall down.
I was trying to think. I think ours might have been like that, the zipper.
Yeah, they'll zip it. And they even have like poles. They'll create a wall by draping the plastic and pushing the pole up.
No,
top
there
to
wasn't
bottom.
That. He just taped it to the wall. Anyway, whatever. Oh my God, Vinny breaking into that song that accidentally played was the best, most underappreciated moment ever. He didn't accidentally play. Bryn and I both know that song well. Mm.
Yeah.
We're both living that.
Yeah. That was no accident. That was a performance. That was performance art, people. Get
Waking
with it.
Waking up to Vinny singing Feist, sweet. Okay.
You really don't get the exact tone of how someone wrote something, do you? That could be
awful
really.
Or...
Vinny singing Feist, sweet. Or Vinny singing Feist, sweet.
Vinny just warmed my heart. Love you guys.
Aww.
The He's World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I just knew there was something, and I'm sure those kids are still getting paid on that.
I'm sure. Oh, my God. By the time they got to, like, the sixth, seventh, eighth movie, it, like, I'm sure their agents are just like, yeah, you need us, and here's what it's going to cost you.
Well, what's that? What is that kid's name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Is walking if you don't, and what are they going to do?
Right.
There's the agents got him over a barrel.
Yeah.
Radcliffe's walking. He's got another offer. You want him in the next Harry Potter flick? Here's what we need.
And points.
And a racehorse. You know what I mean? I'm
yes.
sure they could be like anything.
Whatever they want.
Anything they ask for.
Racehorse, well, all right.
Magic carpet.
Magic carpet sounds good.
We're just spitballing ideas here. What do you want in your next contract?
Mm. Well, let me think about it for a day. I'm sure I can come up with something.
Oh, come on, Yuzi. For a swinger, you're not being very understanding. You're
a swinger?
You're a swinger.
I'm a swinger?
You're not being very understanding. For a swinger? You're a swinger?
I did, yes.
I thought that was Sarah.
I'm not a swinger.
Well, what? I learned from Sarah. We swang together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She taught me. She taught me the way.
Right, yeah. It's you and I are swingers.
Yeah. Why? What did I do?
We just don't want to include each other's husbands in anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh.
I get too jealous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys did great with Ron Howard. One of your better phoners.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this one actually happened, so you're right. It is one of our better phoners. I think we tried to get Russell Crowe on the phone 3 separate days, 3 separate times, and that just did not happen. But don't worry. We promoted the F out of whatever the hell he was selling at the time.
Wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. That's the annoying thing about phoners, too. Well, first of all, it's hard to connect with someone over the phone. Yeah. And you know you're another voice on the end of a phone, and he's got his thing he wants to do. It's just hard to connect. And, the other thing is you talk about them all day and then something goes wrong with the phone and you just gave them everything that they wanted. And
you got nothing.
And we got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, honey.
Hey, Sarah, if you're looking for something new to read, you should try A Discovery of Witches.
I've read it. Thank you. Three books. They're excellent. I think there's going to be a movie series or a TV series about it.
My kid's friend was paralyzed 2 years ago wrestling by a totally legal move. This was in our own backyard of Pleasant Hill.
Oh,
oh no.
But illegal moves have no business in that sport. I may have tackled that kid too.
Yeah, he could have. I mean, I'm sure the dad was seeing red. I mean, that guy dropped him on his head, neck, and spine.
Like, team dad all the way. Do not bleep with my kid. Well, look, I mean, your kid took up wrestling.
But that was an illegal move. He's not allowed to do that.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's not like he walked up to your kid and started wrestling him. They were both there. They're both in a, you know.
But that kid did a legal thing, and he hurt my little boy. Well, I got to go protect him. I'll get him, kid. Don't
you
got to
see the video.
Dad.
The dad comes darting across the mat and blindsides the kid.
No, it is an NFL-style tackle. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's illegal, right?
That looks like a late hit on a quarterback who's just standing there watching his pass sail. Oh, that one looks pretty. Boof. I think I might catch that. Boof.
Yeah, I think I'm. Oh, I am out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Yeah. Already.
I know.
All morning, me and Brenda are like, What day is it? Wait, what day is it?
Hump day.
So, thank you, Ron Howard. Nice to talk to him this morning.
You guys did such a good job.
Thanks,
I love
Susie.
That you asked him about music and the Paradise thing and just everything you guys touched on. He was quite a chatty.
Yeah,
chatty
he was. Copy. We just tried to, as soon as he would like pause for breath, we'd be like, one other thing that we want to ask you about, though.
Right.
Can we ask you one other thing?
But it wasn't like pulling teeth like some of those things can be.
Oh, boy. That is for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
When you can actually hear the clock ticking, you're just like, well, what do we got this guy for? 6 minutes?
No, what?
Well, 2 minutes in. Thank
you
so much.
I had a list of questions. I didn't even get to half of them. So right. I was sort of, and he.
Well, he had an agenda.
The one question that he sort of went off on about music and other artists, he didn't even answer.
Right.
He went blah, 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 blah.
He's not into music,
no
I
answer.
Guess. He's just, you know.
Oh, you asked him about mentors.
Yeah.
What in your well because
and he didn't name any names.
Imagine a guy who starts out acting at 5 and is still working in film and TV at 65, and he's had so many, as you put it, chapters, Sarah. So it's like, damn, man, who if you want to pick a role model in that business,
right?
He's it,
right?
So I just thought, I wonder if he has anybody that he looks at. And
well,
then
and
he
I
went,
wondered if
sure,
he...
lots, and then didn't name one.
Didn't name one. Just this guy that, you know, people who do this and people who do that and these people and people who are younger than me and older than me. I'm like, yeah, but who though? But who, Ron? No, he was great.
Great, no answer. Boy, you should be a politician for your next act.
Maybe that'll be his next chapter.
So that show's on tonight.
Yeah, it's called 68 Whiskey. It's on the Paramount Network. It is good. It's funny because I did hear a lot of comparisons to MASH as we were sort of leading up to this. But when I watched it, it's not a sitcom. It's definitely much more sort of real lifey than MASH was, because even though they were in the middle of the Korean War, it was definitely, or that was it, right? The Korean War?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they were, there was like, real life drama that was happening or to them
and some politics too, but for the most part that show was pretty funny.
Yeah, and it was MASH was right, it was sort of character driven.
And
this one, so I don't know where this one will go, but it is funny because he was saying he's watching these characters coalesce into an ensemble and you know, as he's, because he's obviously seen way more episodes
than
we have.
Was it Klinger that cross-dressed?
Yes. Klinger, Carpal Klinger.
And then who was the first
Maxwell Klinger
before Charles?
Frank
B.J. Honeycutt.
No, Frank Burns. Remember the whiner?
Oh.
He's a whiner.
Oh,
and then
Oh,
the
my
stuffy
God. Right.
One
with,
came
and
aboard.
He was with Hot Lips Houlihan.
Hot Lips,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Hot Lips in this one, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, except there's not just kissing. Oh. And it's downright. In fact, the show opens with it.
Oh, good.
I have to send my recorder for this.
Yeah, you should watch last week's.
Yeah, okay.
So you get the, you know, it's just, I think they're each an hour or something. Anyway. Thank you for listening today. Have a wonderful day. 3 weeks from now, we'll be saying, and Survivor premieres tonight. But that's not happening now.
What's happening now is Alice stays on all day.
That's right.
Jane's coming up this afternoon. You are going to love her show.
Mm.
It's epic every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
How does she do it?
I don't know.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Must be those boots.
Is that how?
Yep.
Well, experience it for yourself. It's this afternoon on Alice, open 24/7. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.